Hello, my beautiful friend. This is a song called Good Life by Frances Dunnery. It just popped into my mind. It was really the phrasing of, you know, here's to a good life that, I don't know, it dropped in as things do, right? It's one of the, to me, one of the mysteries and the magical aspects of being a human being with these kinds of wild, incredible brains that we have, or probably more so than brains. It's our spirit, our beingness, that things like that happen. And the reason I think that dropped in good life is I found a recording this morning. So I've talked to you before, but I'll just briefly say. So I have a practice that was taught to me by my teacher, my spiritual teacher, Sherry Huber. It's a practice of called recording and listening. So you make recordings of things that, I mean, it could be anything, right? So I do a lot of recordings of insights that I have, or if I'm feeling really energized or happy, or something really beautiful crosses my path, or I read a book that there's a passage that really speaks to me. It can truly be anything. The reason that Sherry invented this practice that I think is brilliant is to have a running loop of things that really support us in our heads, instead of what can often happen for human beings, which is those loops of what we did wrong, or what we should have said, or how we didn't do this or that, or how we, you know, we failed here or we failed there. And for me, a lot of the anxiety and depression that I experienced as a younger person, I feel now in retrospect was due to just that high level of negative voices in my head. Just, you know, and I'm not talking about a psychotic kind of thing. I'm talking about, you know, if you pay attention, the way that there's just kind of this sometimes loud, sometimes quiet something that kind of talks to us. And people have all sorts of different names for it. And I don't really want to get into that right now. What I wanted to say is that I have thousands of recordings that I've made over the last decade or more since I learned about this practice. And it's a way for me to both be able to process feelings. It's a way for me to show up for myself and to listen to myself when I'm having a hard time and offer kindness. And it's also a way to remember lots of beautiful things in my life. So I got cut off by an alarm. So let's play a tiny bit of music and then I'll tell you what happened today. I guess this is a breakup song. I didn't really think of that. Here's to your lover, and here's to my wife. Here's to your children, and here's to you having a good life. It was more the good life part that I was thinking of, but it's kind of a beautiful breakup song. I think, if I'm hearing it correctly, it's you know, wishing the other person a beautiful life. That's very touching. Anyway, okay, so I was listening to some random recordings this morning, as I do, because I have, like I said, I have thousands of them, and it can be really fun to just listen randomly and see what pops up. And one of them that popped up today, I thought I would share the message with you, because it's this is what often happens, right? So I was listening to it. It was almost like it wasn't me that I was listening to, but someone else, because I was like, wow, that's really good, you know? So I had made a recording, this was years ago, actually, and it had been a long weekend, and I had had all this stuff that I wanted to check off a list, right? So I had all these things that I was hoping to get done on that long weekend. I was making this recording on a Monday following the long weekend, and I hadn't done a lot of quote-unquote productive things. About what I was saying to myself, and this is, I think, really important, and it really struck me. What I was saying to myself is that Monday, I felt so refreshed and alive and just excited for life, and that I thought that it was because over the weekend, I had let myself follow my energy. I had let myself, you know, hang out with my son and go do things with my friends. And I had read books that weren't on my list of books to read, but that kind of just called to me from the shelf. I had, as I said, just kind of followed what felt alive in the moment. And I was musing about this, and I was saying, I know that procrastination is a thing, and I know that there are things that are very important to me to get done in life. I'm putting get done in quote marks. And that I was also musing about, there's also simply feeling like I love my life, feeling like I'm alive and not as if I'm here to just carry out these productive, you know, imperatives that are coming from somewhere. I mean, as I was saying to myself, that to-do lists are very interesting because in some ways they can speak to what is most important to us and what really matters. In other ways, and this is what I was noticing, there are a lot of things on that list, or at the moment that I was listening to this recording, there were a lot of things on the list that were simply ideas that had dropped in. But I was musing to myself, do these necessarily have to get done, right? I remember once my friend Maya said to me, I love this. She said, you know, what if you just looked at the creative ideas that drop in as an abundance in themselves? Not necessarily that you have to do them all, but that it's just a fun abundance to have ideas drop in. And then related to that, I remember Sherry, again, my spiritual teacher, saying once, that if something really matters, if something is really important to us, it will drop in multiple times. So we don't have to think that every single thing that comes to us that drops in our heads, that it's ours to do, but to pay attention. And I know this for myself, and maybe you notice this too, that when something is really important, it does drop in. Maybe it drops in today, and then a week from now, or 3 months from now, or it drops in a year from now again. And it's like, oh, this thing really wants to come to life. So the last thing that I was talking about in this recording, and this is what I want to end this Love Gram to you with, is what I was saying to myself is I get to define success for myself. I get to define success for myself. And to me, now, and I want you, as you're listening to this, to, you know, you don't have to take on my definition of success, but what I really want you to do is think about what is yours. So for me, I realized that a successful life is one in which I feel connected to the people in my life, and I feel connected to the activities in my life, that there's a way of coming to life within my life. And that success is when I feel energetic and alive and joyful, and joyful might be, you know, joyful might be feeling, you know, I'm having a hard time, but I'm really being kind to myself in it. And there's a quiet joy in that. But that there's a connection was really important to me. And sometimes when I'm just simply carrying out things on my to-do list, there's not a connection. And even though I'm being successful at checking something off the list, that's not really my own definition of success. Now, what I said to myself is, you know, let yourself look at the to-do lists and find where your energy is, find what brings you to life, and then, you know, be engaged with that, because what you want is to be alive, you know, in that sense of feeling alive, not just dialing it in. So I just want to leave you with that for you. What is it, right? What is your definition of success, and how do you give yourself permission to actually create a life where that's how you get to be, right? That's a life that you get to live, right? I was talking to a friend just yesterday, and she was talking about putting her family first, and that a lot of people would say to her, no, you shouldn't put your children first. It's time for you, you know? They're almost adults and blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, for her, what makes her feel alive and connected and successful is to have really deep, close relationships with her children. That's, you know, that's everything to know about ourselves. And not to, you know, if that's not someone's value they want to lead with, that's great too. But then, you know, to know and to spend the time to be intentional about defining success for ourselves, and then to creating the life that feels successful, so that we aren't measuring ourselves by other people's ideals or other people's definitions. So anyways, I was glad I stumbled upon that old recording. It's a wonderful practice. If you're ever interested in it, there is a website, recordingandlistening.org, that talks about it, that gives some practices. There's a book called What You Practice Is What You Have by Sherry Huber. And it is a wonderful mindfulness practice. It is also a wonderful self-love practice. And it's a practice of really coming to be our best friend in life, because there's always someone to turn to. There's someone with this like today, right? Like there's just like this person in my life who is me, or, you know, that was me several years ago, taking the time to share what she had learned with the future me today. And now I get to share that with you. It's just like such an abundance. So sending you love, and may you take the time to find your definition of success and really honor that, because I honor that in you. Love you. Bye-bye.